Sunday the 29th of April 2018, Annual Parochial Church Meeting. This recording is of Martin's opening remarks, his thanks to his fellow workers at St. Chad's, and his reflection on the changes that have occurred in the life of St. Chad's during the preceding year and the ways in which St. Chad's is looking to move forward in the coming year.
Well, folks, good afternoon to you. I hope that you're all still eating and drinking. There is so much food back there. Do carry on doing that because we need to get our chomp our way through it. I'm not going to talk long enough for us to chomp our way through it. But I do just want to say one or two things because we've had another fantastic year here at St. Chad's Church. And actually, I was really buoyed this morning when I looked around at how many people we had and, you know, in the services and whatever. The services are really going from strength to strength, and it's really great. And that takes a lot of hard work from a lot of people. We've had some staff changes this year in particular. I don't want to go through everything that I've written in the report, and I hope that everybody's got sight of one of these reports, because that's what we're going to be using. There's some at the back if you haven't got one of those. Please do pick it up. But we're so grateful that Chica has joined us. I'm just looking for him. I can't see him. There he is. Chica, brother. We're just saying it's great to have you amongst us. Yeah. Chica brings a real love of spirituality, a real depth of prayer, and that journey with God. And that is going to be a big influence on us. It's going to help shape us as we seek to go deeper into God. So it's really great to have him here. It's really difficult for him and his family, because he is now in curacy. So just do be praying for them. It's a change of lifestyle. When I came out of the police and went into curacy and my training and all of that, I was in tears for 3 years saying, Lord, are you sure? Because this seems really hard to me. So do be praying for him and the family, because the family have to change. And we kind of, we drag our families around in the name of God and for the call of God, of course. But yeah, so be praying for him. But it's really great that you're here. Great to share ministry. And that is just going to get better and better and better. So bless you, brother. It's great to have had Scott here too. And I've lost him as well. Oh, he's down here. That's because you haven't got your Arsenal shirt on, bro. And as we all know, Scott is going to be moving on, which is a real shame. We've loved having him here. But Chapel Heath is a really expensive place to live. It's $1,200 for a flat to rent. And when you take that out of wages, it means it's really difficult. And he's getting married in June. And so they need to go somewhere where they can afford and settle down and where there's a work for Alice and Sean. And Alice is in the same sort of trade, children on people's work. So they want to be able to find that. So it's been great having you for such a short period. You've been a really great guy, and we'll still be until July. He's staying with us until July. But, yeah, bless you, brother. And we continue to pray that God will just lead you wherever, you know, is right for you and for him. So bless you in that. And the other big staff change for us is Neil has come into the office and is working with Maggie on finance. So there's a lot of things that go on in our church that have grown and grown and grown. And actually the finance is one of those things. And Maggie was doing it really well when we were able to do it in a book, but it has grown beyond that. And we've got computers with databases and all sorts on it now. And so it's really great that Neil's come in and he's added to the team. And it's really great. We've got a good staff team now. You remember Sarah's there, Debbie's there. Paul, of course, works really, really hard. And then Pauline here heading everything up. She's keeping me on the straight and narrow today. She's written another list for me to go through a little bit later. But without you, we really wouldn't do half what we do. You know everything about everything. Yeah. And it is true. It is true. You are fantastic. All weekend away planning and all that, it just all gets sorted. And it's fantastic. And it is busy. And sometimes we're living by the skin of our teeth because we get, I mean, how many funerals have we had since, you know, just loads. And we got wedding requests and all of that. But yeah, so lots and lots of people do lots and lots of things. But it's great that Neil has come and joined in that team. The other team that are really expanding is the tech team, actually. And I don't want to go through all the teams now, but the tech team in particular. I think when I got here, Graham was overseeing our website, and I think I'm right, and he'll put me right if I'm wrong. I think we were getting about 200, 250 hits a month on the website 10 years ago. I think it's 1,600 now, something like that. We've gone up again from last year to this year. We've gone up 47% people using our website. And that is down to the fact that he updates it, keeps it regular, keeps it fresh. People feed in and the office feed into it and all of that. But it's a lot of work. And when we only updated a little bit, it was only an hour here and an hour there. But now we're uploading lots to the website. And it's starting to take up a lot of time for Graham. And so we're looking to expand that team. And we are so grateful for people like Nick Haler, who's joined us, Nick Crowther, who is into computers as well. And we're just going to form another team. But the work that the guys do at the back there is really great. And then on top of that, of course, you've got Colin and Neil and Mark who do the thing. And we're streaming services and stuff now. And we've got to look at the legalities of all of that. But incredible how they can use technology. It's really great. Folks, what I did want to speak about is the building project. And I just want to read this because I wrote in the, as you'll see in the report there, that I felt as if we were kind of stood with Joshua and Israel on the banks, ready to cross the Jordan and take the promised land. There's been a lot of hard work. A lot of hard work has gone into the last few years, several years, to get us to this point. But we're working with some really good guys. We are completely backed by the diocese. Completely backed by the diocese. The bishop is absolutely for us and for all our plans and so on. I just want to read this. This is from Joshua chapter 1. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will go with you wherever you go. And so Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp, tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here, and you will go in and take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you for your own. Why are we being asked not to fear? Why are we being asked not to be discouraged? Well, a lot of the journeying has taken place already. It's behind us. But the river is in full flood. And the waters are gushing. And some of us experienced a little bit of that. We had an open evening for the residents up at Somerville Hall. You remember, we're going to sell Somerville Hall. We're still going to do that. We had an open evening to inform them about what we're going to do, what our plans are. And actually, I thought it was a really good meeting. I can say that in hindsight, because at the time, it was a really difficult meeting. I was so grateful for the amount of St. Chad's people who were there. I was amazed that there were not more local people there. There was only 49 of them. But all 49 were able to shout at me and swear, which was quite interesting, I thought. But I don't mind that. The evening was about information giving. It was about us telling them why we have decided we've got to sell Somerville Hall. Why have we got to develop in some way, shape or form that land? Now, I don't know if they heard that, but that's what we wanted to do. I believe that we have got to have absolute integrity in everything we do and everything that we say. And I believe that we've got to have that, even when it's with a group of guys who don't want us to do what we're saying we're going to do. So I didn't mind. I don't mind being shouted at for a couple of hours. If I think that, I'm giving them opportunity to voice their concerns, their fears, but also if I'm having an opportunity to speak to them and to tell them why. I was able, predominantly in private conversations afterwards, but I was able to tell people, we don't want to close your hall down, But it's our only option. It's our only option. See, God says to Joshua, and Joshua passes it on to the people, you will be in the promised land. We cannot stay here. We cannot stay in a church that is as uncomfortable and as cold as this one. Another year has passed when I have seen the breath come out of my mouth on a Sunday morning, and our numbers have fallen. Julian counts numbers for me every now and again. It's no coincidence that our numbers drop January, February and March. Every single year. We are not enabling ourselves to continue the momentum of growth that we have built up. And I say we because this is really important as well. It's not simply Martin. Because if it was simply Martin, then we could be being led astray. If it was simply Martin, then it would be Martin's own thinking. But we have got some fantastic leaders in this church. Got a brilliant senior leadership team who are really taking on more and more of the work of vision thinking, strategy thinking, all of that kind of stuff with me. So that I am being held accountable. Got a fantastic staff team. I've mentioned them already. Come along to one of our staff meetings and you will hear again that I am being held accountable in there. Got a brilliant PCC. I know we're going to be looking at some of that today, and some of those folks have got to come off and new people are going on, but we've got some brilliant people coming on. Some brilliant people on there already. And again, I am being held accountable by them. And that's really important. But the thing is, we cannot, we're each of us, in all of those leadership places, we're each of us driven by the fact we cannot stay here. We're not making best use of this facility that God has given us. And because we haven't got a proper coffee bar out the front, we can't have other stuff going on in the halls. So that's why we're doing it. And then it just says, you remember the story. Go and stand in the Jordan. Go and stand in the Jordan. Keep going with God's plan. We believe this plan, Martin hasn't hatched it. This has been here over 20 years. We believe it with everything that we are. Keep going. I want you to walk the Ark of the Covenant into the raging waters so that I can see that you're willing to come with me on this. And when you do that, I'll fight the battle for you. Friends, this is a time for us now to stay together. This is a time for Israel to all cross as one body of people. This is a time for us to have courage. It's a time for us not to fear. It's a time for us not to forget what we're about. Yes, we will benefit. We will have nicer chairs. We will have underfloor heating. We will have better provision for us. But we will also be opening our doors in much greater ways for our community around us. And that includes the community up and in and around Somerville. One of the people that was at that, I was amazed at the meeting. I was amazed by two things. Firstly, how many people up there who were willing to shout at Martin had never been in the hall before. If I had known that, you know, hindsight's a great thing, isn't it? The next day I'm thinking, oh, if only I had said this, or if only I had said, you say what you can say on your feet when you're being heckled. We were there together as a team. They saw strength in us. They saw numbers in us. And the other great thing was, and I missed it, but there was a little old lady there, and I don't mean to be disparaging in any way, shape or form. She said to me, she was coming out of our coffee shop one morning. She lives up Somerville Road. She came to the Somerville meeting on the Thursday night. She was coming out of the coffee shop. She said to me, oh, Martin, she says, I want to speak to you. I want to tell you how vital your coffee shop is for me. Because if I didn't come here to the coffee shop, I would see no one from one week to the next. Yes, we're doing it for us, we're going to be more comfortable, so on and so forth. But we are doing it for the community. We are opening our doors, we are making a better place. And the only place to do that is here, where the facilities are. There is not the footfall up there. When they talk to me about another coffee bar, they talk to me about East Road. Why is there a coffee bar there? Because there are shops there. There is already a footfall. So that's why. But throughout this story, I think it's saying, don't let your nerves get frayed. Stay together. Fear will come. Fear will come. But do not be afraid. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Now, on the back of that, we've had some fantastic meetings. We're working with JBKS, is our architects team, and Kine & Co. is a building company that we are partnering with. Kine & Company at the moment are working pro bono for us. They're working for free. They haven't charged us a penny. They're coming to meetings with the diocese and so on and so forth. We've had great meetings. Bob Crowther, myself and Graham Cox from Kine & Co. went up and met with the diocese just this last week. Michael Minter and Nathan Whitehead, who head up everything. It was a great meeting. We know the steps that we need to take forward, and all of that is going forward. We're working now with Winkworth and Sherwood, a soliciting firm company. They're doing great works on our behalf. We've got other stuff that we need to look into. It's not all a big done deal. The waters are still rushing. But we're trusting in God. There's tax to be overcome. What happens with tax and all of that kind of stuff? But we are getting there. And it's a massive thing. It's a massive thing. I hope that you feel as if you're on the banks of the Jordan too. Because that is where we are stood as a church. And we stand together, we come together, and we go forward in the name of the Lord together. So I just want to reassure folks of that. Everything is going forward very, very nicely, and we are being backed fully, totally, completely by the diocese at this time. Is that okay? Anybody got any questions that they would like to ask about that? Okay. Right then. So we must get on with our meeting. Bless you guys.